as I look back on Jason's career, you know, it really registered with me today when I knew we were going to have this retirement ceremony, and I can get emotional about it because when I think of all the games we won, when Jason was a huge part of those wins, it really touches my heart, to tell you the truth. Jason was everything you'd want in a player, everything you'd want in a kicker. And, you know, he's definitely going into the Ring of Fame. I think he is a Hall of Famer, but kickers getting into the Hall of Fame is damn near impossible, but I'll try to use some influence if I can to see that he gets there. I believe he deserves it. And I just hope, Jason, that as we go down the road, we get another Jason. Because if I could have another 15 years of you, that would be, I suppose, as good as I could ever hope for. Thank you.
Mr. B, Jason, if you'd come up now, and Pat, if you want to give this to Jason.
One's right on.
Thank you.
What's that? You don't want to make a comeback?
I'm sure.
Okay.
I always like how those videos make you look a lot better than you actually were. So I appreciate the PR department and all the media for whoever was involved in putting that together. And for the Broncos, I just want to say thank you so much for putting this together. Mr. Bolin, this is kind of a dream come true for me to be able to go out like this, and that gesture is huge. It's huge for me. And I was talking to Mike Bloom earlier today when I signed my one-day contract, and he mentioned something about it being bittersweet, but it's there's nothing bitter about it. I am so excited to be able to go out like this, and when I came in the league, I never would have imagined that it would have lasted for 17 years. I was just kind of hoping to catch on with a team, and I remember at the University of Hawaii, just we had some common acquaintances, Mr. Bolin and myself, and I just remember thinking, wow, I would love to play for Mr. Bolin. I would love to play for the Denver Broncos. And then I got the opportunity, and on draft day, I had no idea that they were even looking at me. They never tried me out. They never called me, nothing. And I got a phone call and said that we just took you with our third-round pick, and it was just a dream come true. And so the whole time has been a dream come true for me. So, you know, when some people were saying, well, why are you retiring? And so I said, you know, when you know, you know. And I don't think I could do it now, even if I wanted to. I got so many little issues going on from kicking for, you know, since I was 13 years old. I just feel like I'm a mess. And so, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, you just know when you're done. And it has been an awesome, awesome journey for me. And to be able to go out like this just once again, I just so very much appreciate it. You know, there's so many that I do want to thank. And, you know, I definitely want to start with Mr. Bolin. Mr. Bolin, you are an owner that has always given his players everything possible for us to be successful on the field. And that does not go unnoticed. I've been in the league long enough to hear other players and some of the complaints and here and there, and that is not true of the Denver Broncos. That is not true of your ownership, and I just appreciate what you did while I was here with Denver, and you know, to all the fans, Mr. Bolin he's an owner that he really genuinely wants to put the best possible product on the field for this city, and somebody that you can be proud of. So, Mr. Bolin, there's no better owner. I want to thank my football agent, Jack Rial, just for his advice over the years and kind of talking me through different situations. I really appreciate your friendship. To my high school coach, Coach Hunter, just for kind of giving me the self-esteem that I could do it. For many of my early years, people told me that, you know, you're not really Division I quality. You know, you're probably going to have to walk on somewhere. And you know, Coach Hunter just always encouraged me and push different colleges that, hey, this guy's got a lot of talent. And so I very much appreciate you, Coach Johnson, for recruiting me to the University of Hawaii. And who could have asked for a better college experience than the University of Hawaii? Coach Bob Wagner, my head coach there for my entire stay. I just really appreciate your leadership and your friendship along the way. To Wade Phillips for taking a chance on a kicker out of the University of Hawaii to come to the cold weather of Denver and for trusting me with that and for just taking a chance in the third round on me. I'm so very appreciative for that. To Coach Mike Shanahan, what can I say about him? A Hall of Fame coach, a coach that you never really knew where you stood with Coach Shanahan. I thought for 15 years straight every day I was going to walk in this building and get cut. So, he kept you right on the edge, but he got the best out of you. And I appreciate, his leadership over the years and just for keeping me on the team. So, to all my special teams coaches throughout the years, Richard Smith and Rick Dennison, Ronnie Bradford, Frank Bush, Scotty O'Brien, you guys were just such a joy to work with. And it dawned on me the other day, there's never really been a coach. I mean, obviously, you kind of at times disagree with them, and, in the heat of the moment, things happen. But I've never had a coach that I haven't completely admired and loved playing for. And so, just blessing after blessing. Ross Kirkhab and Troy Smith, the turf managers here at the Broncos, just for their countless hours of helping me hold the balls for me and shag footballs for me and Troy set up a little office for me over in the turf room, because kickers do, meet all the time. And so in all my downtime, I had to do something. So I'd go over and just kind of hang out with Ross and Troy over the years. And I just appreciate your friendship and being able to stay in touch with you guys. And you guys were a huge part in just helping me prepare every single week. Bill Rader, our team chaplain, just how many times did we just hang out on the sideline and talk and I just appreciate your friendship so very much. I'm not sure what it is about retirement ceremonies. It happens to everybody, doesn't it? The video department, the Gary McCunes and Kent Erickson's, just for their countless hours of their video and helping me to prepare. The equipment staff, I remember the second phone call I got from the Denver Broncos when I got drafted was from the equipment room, and they said, hey, we're calling, what number would you like? And I was number 7 in college, and that didn't really go over too well. And so they said, we'll give you number 1, and click on the other end of the phone. But just countless hours of just, Doug West and Flip and just all the equipment guys, I just appreciate you guys. And that's one thing about the Denver Broncos is it's always been such a family-type organization that Mr. Boland has instilled in this organization. The PR department with Sacco and Paul Kirk and Patrick and you guys, you guys are phenomenal. You always made us look good and helped us out in every possible situation. To Greek and all the trainers, just for over the years, all the little nicks and bruises and some of the bigger nicks and bruises, I appreciate you guys and just all the downtime just going into the training room and just all the laughs we had and the joking around. And Rich Tootin and Greg in the weight room, Fred Fleming, what a joy it was to be around you. To Mike Bloom, I remember Mike and I, we came in about the same time. And Mike would come down and help with hang times and get-off times, just anything that he could do to help me prepare for the upcoming game. Mike, I really appreciate your friendship so very much. Ted Sundquist, that's another guy. I remember when I got off the plane, my first time in here, coming straight from Hawaii, and Ted was the first one to meet me, and just appreciate your encouragement and your friendship over the years. To the fans here in Denver, you are the best. And I really mean that. I've had a chance to play in a bunch of football games. I just heard Jim say the number, and I can't remember what the number is, but half of those are on the road. And so I got to see, other fans. And you guys are outstanding. And I think that much of the reason why we had so much success here in Denver and why we've had so many winning seasons is you guys, is the fans here and the city. It's just there's no better city to play in. And Colorado is... I just couldn't imagine. I've been so very blessed to have been able to play college ball in Hawaii, to be able to come to Denver and have such a long career and have so many relationships and friendships, and to play in such a beautiful place and with such great fans. And as I read, you know, off all these things, there's just a flood of memories that just keeps coming back to me. And that's what I had hoped that today would be about. You know, I just continue to think about all my family and my friends and all their support over the years and my friends that are here today. You know, I think of the media and some of the great relationships I have in the media, and I think of Gary Miller and the people that have been here so long, Pat Graham and Eric Goodman and, you know, Adam Schefter and Mike Kliss. I just appreciate your fairness and your professionalism that you've always carried yourself with. I can't get out of here without thinking my snappers over the years, and I had a lot of them. You know, Dave Wydell and Jeff Robinson, David Diaz Infante and Matt Lepsis, Tom Nalen, Mike Leach, Mike Schneck. I mean, I had so many, and you guys made me look good when I just shouldn't have looked good. My holders over the years with Tommy Maddox and Jeff Campbell, Jason Baker and Mike Knorr and Jay Cutler and Todd Sauerbrunn and Tom Ruin. I can't leave off Tom, my holder for 10 years. And we had such a great working relationship, a great friendship. I kind of became his coach. He became my coach. And we were able to, you know, at times get each other out of our little funks. And so, Tom, if you're watching, I really appreciate you and your friendship. And to all my teammates, what a pleasure it was to be able to play with all of you. And I think I've got to play with some absolute awesome, awesome people as a person and their athletic ability. And I got to sit out there on the field and watch these guys. You know, obviously the John Elways. I can remember one of my kicker duties was to sit out there and snap to John. And just to be able to see him and see what he made look so incredibly easy and from the front row. It was awesome. And the people like Rod Smith and Ed McCaffrey and Mark Schlereth, Gary Zimmerman, Shannon Sharp, I mean, Terrell Davis, I mean, just the list just keeps going on and on and on. And I feel so blessed to just be able to have been a part of that, to have been your teammate. And, you know, thank you guys just over the years. And like I said, I mean, just there's so many memories. And that's what I'd hoped for today, was that this wouldn't be just a celebration of a career, but it'd be a celebration of relationships and friendships. And and that's what I'm really grateful for. That's it. Thanks.
Questions for Jason?
Give me a second. Okay, I'm all right.
Jason, I guess why you were kind of alluding to some physical things that you couldn't keep going, but you know, kickers that are proven accurate kick forever. They never retire. Their 40s. Why did you decide?
Well, I turned 40 just a few weeks ago, and you just know. I mean, I know when I go out there and I kick. I've kicked the last, especially this last year. I started to feel it when I was about 35 that I wasn't as strong, but I felt like I was maybe even more accurate. I was able to pull back a little bit, and I was much more of an accurate kicker. Even not this past year, but my first year with the Falcons. I mean, that was my statistical best year, and I wasn't nearly as strong as I used to be. But the more you spend in the training room, you know, I started warming up like at 11:30 in the morning for a 1:30 practice. You know, just constantly stretching and trying to keep my body right. You just know, and it's not fun anymore when it becomes that. When every time you go out there and you swing your leg and it hurts, and you just know. And you're not having the results that you used to. And so, you know, I knew, to be honest with you, I knew coming into training camp that this was probably the last one. And it surely was. I mean, I just wasn't the same guy. I struggled to keep myself healthy. I had a calf issue. I've got a meniscus issue in my left knee. I've got a right hip problem. I mean, so there was just, I looked like Ten Cut when I walked out on the field. I mean, I had stuff hanging off all over, you know, and you know, wraps and ointments and all kinds of stuff. And so it was time. It was definitely time.
How important was it for you to retire as a Bronco?
It was very important. I mean, you can't spend 15 years, you know, with one organization and not feel a special bond. And a lot of the same people are still here, and so I told my agent, there's no chance that I don't want to play anymore. I'm done. I want to go out now. I don't want to try to just hang on. And so he said, well, I'd love to just kind of talk to the Broncos about that. And so I think that he talked to Mike Bloom about it, and I believe Mike, took it to Mr. Bolin, and I just, again, just so very appreciative that they wanted to do something like this, and it just means a lot to me. Most memorable kicks. I think the Super Bowl, the Green Bay game, that was probably the most enjoyable, because we were such underdogs. It meant so much to this organization, this team, this city, to finally get that win. And I had one kick in that game, and I can just remember just feeling the pressure of that. And knowing what was at stake, and when I saw that one going through, and it just gave us—I just felt like it just gave us a lot of momentum at the time. That would be one of them. The Buffalo kick, was that in 2007, I believe. That was probably the most dramatic kick. We didn't have any timeouts, and we had to run on, and I'd missed a couple early, and so we ran on with the time clicking down. I could hear all the Buffalo fans counting it down for me, and so we made that and won that game. That was probably the most dramatic one. The 63-yarder was obviously a highlight for me. But it was just so fun. I mean, just some of the game-winning attempts that you had and to see it go through and look over to your sideline and see how excited your teammates were and see how excited the fans were. And that stuff you just can relive in your mind over and over and over. And that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we love Colorado. We have spent a lot of time up in Alaska, and that's where we're at right now. We've got a home just south of Anchorage, and I'm a pilot, and so I've been heavily involved with some of the Christian ministries up there, and we go out to the bush villages and try to do some good out there. I'm still writing our novels with my good friend and co-author Steve, who's here today, and actually we have a book signing this Saturday, 2 to 4, in Parker at Crosswalk. So I'd love to see the fans and just come out and just say thank you in person to any of the fans that want to come out. So I'm hoping to be able to continue some of the book writing. I'm heavily involved in some of the Middle East ministries that we support. And so there's a little bit of everything that I really enjoy doing. So I'm not going to be bored at all. I have been doing this for a number of years and hope to keep doing that.
David, are you the way it kind of turned out?
I have thought about it a lot, and I honestly don't have any regrets, per se. And, when I left here, I really tried to take every precaution and everything with the team, with Mr. Bolin, with Coach Shanahan, with all the administration, with my coaches, with the teammates, that I didn't want to be a bitter thing. And I wasn't bitter. I was never bitter about it at all, and I understood, this is a team. It's not about any one person, and they had a salary cap that they had to fit people under, and it just didn't work out. And so I left here, and I think I left all the relationships intact. At least I felt like I did at the time, and I still feel like that. And the Broncos, they got an outstanding young kicker in Matt Prater, and he's done an awesome job. And I've been able to step back and just admire what he's been able to do and just appreciate the talent and the person that he is. I guess it would have been great to play, 17 years with the Denver Broncos, but that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen in the NFL in the age of free agency. And like I said before, I thought every day I came in here, it might be the day. I might not be a Denver Bronco by the end of the day. And so, to play 15 years, that's the real blessing. That's what I look at. Well, thank you. And I mean, you're not immune to, you know, the nerves and the adrenaline, and you know, you just try to look at it like, hey, I'm going to miss some from time to time, but I'm going to make a lot more than I'm going to miss, and trust your swing. And really, that's all I try to do, is I try to just, you know, not get too fast, not make things, you know, too quick, and just keep the normal rhythm of my swing. And fortunately, you know, more times than not, they went through. You know, I don't know. Those type things are so out of a player's control, really. I mean, I know that I gave it everything that I could give, and that is obviously something that every player would love to have happen to them. You know, but there's some great kickers that have been out there, especially recently, right now. When I came in the league, I mean, if you were a 70% kicker, you're going to keep your job forever. Now, if you're 70%, you're not going to have a job next week. And so, you know, but I look around at the, you know, I'm sure Morton Anderson, you know, Gary Anderson, those guys will be in. I look around at the Adam Vinatieri's and some of those guys, and there's some awesome young guys that are in the league right now. And so, I don't know. I'm very happy. I feel with the career that I had, and I gave it everything I've got, and I feel good about it.
2,000 points, you're right there.
I had plenty of opportunities to reach the 2,000. I if I'd have made, what, 7 more field goals, I would have been there. So that's my fault.